Yes. I'm Eric. Eric Welton is a guy who worked here at Fog for a while. He still fills in once in a while. If he asks for shifts and I say, hey, I've got a shift open, and he says, no, I can't do it. But
no,
he's
Frank says, no, Eric can't do it.
Eric is a musician. He's a guy who records a lot of music. Here, come back this way where there's less loudness. And he was here, and I thought I'd ask him what he's up to. Because I haven't seen you in a bit. Like, what are you doing?
Just played a few shows in the last week or so.
Well, because you're in Square Root of Margaret, a band from Chatham that's been around for 15 years. You've been with them for a little while now.
And the other stuff as well. But yes,
Eric Welton Band.
And Square Root has just had some shows together. As well as a part, Eric Welton Band played Leopards, and we're going to do it again.
That's a strip club, for those of you not in Windsor.
Broke some G-strings that night.
Oh, now you know what we're dealing with.
And we do that again on December 2nd.
Okay.
And then...
That's a good paying gig.
December 12th, we're here with By Divine Right with Square Root of Margaret.
That's a big show.
It's going to be an amazing show.
Why are you? Well, how did you find them?
Ben, our drummer, is a huge fan. Contacted him directly, said, hey, are you busy? And Jose said, no, I'm not. Thanks for calling. Nobody's booking me right now. Let's do it.
Well, see, that's the kind of thing that I think people need to realize in a place like this. In most venues, if you want to have a show, it's as easy as calling the band you want to have come to the city you live
that's
in,
right.
And then contacting the venue and doing it.
And that's a Canadian thing. You can call the guy directly and say, you know, let's do a show together. And what I meant by nobody's booking me right now, I meant he didn't have a booker, so Ben could talk to him directly,
yes,
instead of going through somebody else who, you know, would give him the rider.
Yeah, I think there's going to be... I will get to that kind of thing. I don't know if you've had experience with it. Obviously, you know of it. Well, I'm going to have to eventually talk about dealing with booking agents and what that's like, as opposed to having a band who has a relationship with you, no matter how big they get, and just wanting to play a show.
Yeah.
So it looks like...
Keeping it on that level.
I would have thought By Divine Right was definitely a tough band to book through agents and the rest of it.
So. I would have thought so. I'm now a huge fan. I didn't know it was Leslie Feist's first band, or Brendan Canning was in it. Members of Hey Ocean, members of The Beatles.
Brian Borchert. Not The Beatles.
What else is after that, Tom?
I don't know. I just want to know what you're doing. You usually record musicians in Windsor. You have worked with Travis Reitzma. Does he say Reitzma?
He says... whatever you call him.
But you record, you're kind of, you're working through it.
We're in the studio right now. It's been delayed by several months. Travis is just trying to get his shit together.
As he's listening to this, he's like, no, he's so mad.
No. It's just things happen. He's a busy guy.
Now, if I'm usually being told that I'm pushing the music thing a little heavy, maybe, like... And it's nice to have someone else sing the praises of what goes on here. Lots of venues, lots of shows going on. Windsor's got something happening, do they not?
Absolutely.
Do we not?
We do, and it's non-stop. Even if you have to go to and focus on work for a couple of weeks, you can come back and it hasn't lost momentum. Since I've been here, the momentum has been non-stop.
And you've been around, you've been in town for a few years?
Almost 8 years.
No, in Windsor?
Yeah. Well, I lived in LaSalle, but that was when I started coming to the Fog Lounge, was when I lived in LaSalle.
Well, for those of you interested, Eric Welton is one of those guys everybody says is one of the nicest people they'll ever meet in their life. He's also pretty damn reliable and helpful, and somebody who also, it's nice when they make good music. You're Such an Effing Idiot is one of my favorite songs ever that's been written as far as a local is concerned. If you want to hear that song, very funny, some very good lines, outside of the fact that you're a talented songwriter, that one gets me. What?
Come hear the song October 30th with the Vaudevillainaires.
Yes.
I just totally pronounced that wrong.
Vaudevillainaires, yeah.
And four-letter word.
Where?
Across the street. At
FM Lounge?
FM Lounge. I prefer the fish.